HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to Mint. I am Nasreen Sultana. I am an assistant editor at Mint. I keep a close track of all that is happening in the world of stock markets. You are listening to All Things Markets, where I speak to experts analyzing the big trends moving the stock markets.
From lows hit in March last year after lockdown, small cap and mid cap stocks outpaced Sensex, which has gained over 70% in the period. Earlier in 2017, small stocks had a robust rally, leading to losses in following years as stocks with no fundamental support lost steam while valuations peaked. But the tide has clearly turned in FY21. Latest data showed that 9 out of 10 stocks sold by mutual funds in February were index heavyweights or large caps. So, to understand how are mid-caps poised for FY22, I am in conversation with Ankit Agarwal, Fund Manager, UTI Mutual Fund. Hi Ankit, welcome to the show.
Hi Nasreen, thanks for inviting me here.
So Ankit, as we are closing FY21, there's very smart returns given by both mid and small cap sector this time. So if I have to begin the conversation by asking you, what led to the super rally in both mid and small cap sectors?
I think we had seen last year, if you see same time, we were sort of markets were struggling with emergence of COVID, and there was a severe sort of a lockdown which followed, and as a result, a lot of the companies they faced a lot of pressures on their operating businesses, and we saw significant correction in the markets. I think from there, as the markets have recovered month on month, as the businesses have seen their utilizations improve, as sort of some amount of lockdown has eased, I think that has sort of flowed into the earnings of a lot of the companies. And I think that's the revival that we are seeing playing out over the last 1 year. Also, I would like to say that what we've also seen is that some of the good quality companies have been able to garner market share in this environment from weaker sort of smaller players, both in the organized as well as in the unorganized space. I think that has also helped some of the listed peers to do significantly better. And hence reflecting in some of the good quality businesses really doing well in the last one.
So Ankit, this is a phenomenon which we had also seen in 2017, when both mid and small caps segment had done much better than the benchmarks. And but at the same time, it was followed by sharp correction because there was a lot of commentary in the markets that there was a lot of irrational exuberance in those stocks then. Do you see that kind of sentiment now towards the smaller pack, smaller stocks? I know the market condition has changed from what it was in 2017 to what it is now. But do you think that those concerns are still there about small and mid-cap stocks, that they fall faster?
No, I think clearly valuations have moved up for the entire space, I would say, whether it's large cap, small cap, mid cap, I would say on a relative basis, still there is a headroom for mid and small cap to sort of catch up to the larger cap peers, especially if you see longer term returns that we have seen in the space. But clearly going ahead, if the small caps, mid caps have to perform, the earnings revival has to play out over the next 2 years. And I think that's where you would see the next leg of rally to happen. Whenever we are expecting an economic revival to happen, the valuations do sort of jump up much ahead of that expectation. But for it to sustain and, even deliver going ahead, I think earnings have to follow. So that is a key determinant of where whether these mid and small caps will continue to outperform. And our sense is that, in this current low interest rate environment, where good quality businesses are gaining market share, a lot of mid and small cap companies have been able to sort of reduce their debt levels and as a result benefit from financial deleveraging also. The growth in top line will get disproportionate benefit on bottom line which may or may not be captured today in the even in some of the valuation metrics that we're seeing. So I think there is a case of revival in the operating metrics and operating performance. If that disappoints, maybe then you might see some sort of a sideways or a correction in the mid and small cap space.
Okay. So at the moment, because there is an expectation of the earnings revival going forward, so at the moment, when we look at FY22, you are hoping that, or your estimates show that mid and small caps are going to probably continue the rally in next year as well?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's contingent on the earnings revival. If your earnings revival plays out as expectation, and obviously you are sitting on a low base of this year, so you know, market will also be looking at what the commentaries are of management, you know, how the broader environment is looking when you do your channel checks. I think if that continues to do well and you continue to see this trend where some of the companies benefit from shift in market share from unorganized or from weaker players to stronger players, if you continue to see benefits where, you know, global supply chains move to India, I think those companies will continue to do well and you might see them continue to perform in the future. You know, maybe, you know, may not be to the level that we have seen in the last 1 year, but certainly it could be better than the broader market in general.
Okay. But what are the big themes that you would be watching out in the mid and small cap segment, especially in FY22?
Yeah, so I mean, I think clearly some of the themes that we have been betting on, you know, if you look at so while we do have a more bottom-up approach to investing, but if you sort of broadly look at the portfolio, some of the areas where we are positive on is again in, is on the chemicals and you know, API specialty space, where we do believe that this whole trend of China plus one and, you know, whatever channel checks we do see that shift coming in into India, and therefore some of the well-capitalized companies, well-managed businesses will end up doing well. We also believe that there is a long-term structural growth opportunity available in the consumer discretionary, consumer durable space, where companies are benefiting, one, from higher penetration, and B, also from shift in market share from some of the weaker unorganized players to organized players. We also believe that, you know, auto cycle has seen a sort of, you know, depressed returns over the last couple of years due to multiple reasons, and you know, COVID sort of exacerbated the pain in the industry. I think some of that will also reverse going ahead. So cyclically, we do believe that auto industry is also poised on a revival, and you know, those are some of the sectors we are looking at. And then selectively, some opportunities in the industrial space, construction space, where we do believe that the real estate cycle is on the cusp of revival. Affordability levels have gone up, so some of the plays in that space are key themes that we are watching out for going ahead.
Very interesting, because the themes that you have in your pack is mostly related to the revival. Now, Ankit, we are also staring at probably a second wave of COVID. I know that we have a better control on the spread now with the vaccination process going on in the country. So how much have you kind of factored in a second wave in your theme?
No, so I think, you know, if I look go back 1 year, and you know, if I look at my portfolio back then, and if I sort of analyze whether I, you know, reacted too much to COVID, you know, I don't think we reacted too much, and this is across portfolios, because our sense was that, you know, whatever we were playing still long-term structural themes in India, and as long as, you know, those themes continued to make sense from a longer term perspective, we continued to sort of stay invested in those. So for example, if you asked me what were my key themes 1 year back, I would have said the same sort of broader thing. So we do have a fairly you know, balanced mix of portfolio, where 70% of my portfolio is linked to more structural opportunities that we see in the Indian economy, and you know, 30 to 40% will be in companies which are more driven from a turnaround playing out. So you know, as you know, we might have seen a very small minor shuffle of opportunities there, but I think broadly we sort of stayed you know, invested in some of the larger structural themes, and you know, I sort of and some of those themes are also present in, you know, IT, healthcare, services space, where also we have fairly good exposure, you know, from a long term basis. So I think having that sort of balanced mix of portfolio helped us during COVID times, and also sort of helped us participate in the recovery when that played out.
basically you didn't make much of a rejig in your portfolio, especially in the mid and small cap segment, even during when we were kind of battling with the uncertainty of COVID, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So now looking forward, because there's a lot of upgrades within the segments also, earnings upgrade, stock ratings upgrade. What are the big key risks that you would be watching out for in the segment for FY22?
No, so I think at any given point in time, market is plagued with various, risks. Some of them are within, your control. Some of them are fairly exogenous in nature. So I think as far as some of the exogenous risks are concerned, I mean, we don't worry too much about them because, time and again, we have seen that, there are so many risks in the market which you can't even, imagine. For example, COVID is one clear example where nobody would have really anticipated that risk playing out last year. So I think the way we look at our portfolio is like look at bottom-up opportunities. How have these companies been able to manage different business cycles in the past? What is the long-term growth opportunity available to them? And are they being led by managements who are good capital allocators and who focus on high return on invested capital? As long as, some of these key factors are being, dealt with, there is no point worrying about too many exogenous risks in your portfolio. The way to manage those risks is by having a more diversified portfolio. And therefore, as a prudent risk management strategy, we do maintain a little bit more diversification in our portfolio, which helps us mitigate some of these cyclical risks where some of the sectors might benefit, some of them will see a downturn. And therefore, that's the only way you can mitigate some of these risks. Beyond that, I think it's difficult to, really factor in, what risks can come in. And, you can't really build your portfolio to mitigate some risks. Therefore, we also have a very clear policy of not keeping many, significant cash call in the portfolio. So we remain continued invested and want to focus on longer term themes.
Okay. But I'm very curious to also ask you that the fund flows in largely in all the equity schemes in the last 5 to 7 months has been actually net. They have been into negative. And there's a bit of slowdown in the SIP as well. Now, when I look at especially the mid and small cap segment, there also there is redemption and also and the month end it's a net sell in both small and mid cap segment funds. So, what exactly is happening there? Is there an overall withdrawal or is there a segment wise pressure?
I think there is fairly, if I look at the data per se, we have seen a fair amount of redemptions across strategies. So I would say that it's more driven from maybe profit booking that some of the, investors might be doing. Obviously, a lot of them would have seen the pain of the fall in last year, March, April period, and maybe they are sort of taking some profits out. You are also seeing some amount of revival in real estate activity. So I don't know if some amount of it is also driven by shift from maybe equities, into real estate. But I think we have seen it's very difficult to really, understand or make out anything from flows. Those flows can be negative for a variety of reasons. But I get a sense that, some of it, and we have seen this in previous periods also, that, once you see a big fall, and when the markets revive, people, it's sort of behavioral, psychological, that you sort of take some money out because you have seen a very, sharp fall in markets in the recent past. Some of it could be driven purely from that. But we don't really, want to interpret too much from, what the flows are, how the flows are happening.
But as a fund manager, is it concerning? Because it's not a one-month phenomenon. It's been happening month after month. Also, we are seeing the kind of inflow we are getting in the retail segment who are directly investing into stocks. As a fund manager, is it concerning?
No, I don't think, I would say personally, not been able to, it's not been very difficult to manage some of this because you are also doing some amount of profit booking in some of the opportunities, and therefore at any given point, and maybe you so that profit booking combined with some amount of inflows that you're receiving, you know, it sort of, you are able to manage the outflows pretty well. So I have not seen any significant pressure, at least on the portfolios that I manage, from you know, any redemption flows. In fact, the small cap fund we have actually you know, invested very recently, because we did the NFO very recently, so we were actually able to garner a lot of money over there. So you know, personally, on the mid cap side, I think I don't see a lot of pressure because of, you know, purely redemption flows.
Okay. In the beginning of the conversation, you briefly touched upon the valuation part. I want to shift focus on the valuation. Of course, with the rising markets and earnings are generally depressed, obviously year on year, it looks better. But if you compare it, there's a lot of room to you know, grow. Where do you see the valuation for both mid and small cap segment going forward? Is fraud building up there?
No, so clearly valuations have moved up, and you know, whether you look at it from a price to earnings or price to book basis, we are sort of nearing closer to you know, one standard deviation from longer term means. But you know, the only point I'll make there is that in any cycle where you are expecting the markets to see a significant revival going ahead, and considering that the interest rates are also low, you would see the valuations being a little bit on the higher side. The whole point here is that if earnings don't follow, maybe that will result in, you know, valuations coming back. But you know, my sense is as you get into you know, earnings next year, you know, there is a possibility that you know, as your earnings surprise, you might see the valuations continue to remain on the higher side for a prolonged period of time. So I think you know, because you are expecting the economy to revive, and therefore the benefit of this base will last not only in, will happen not only in FY you know, 23, but it might flow into FY 24 also. And therefore, you know, you are expecting you know, sort of a prolonged period of good earnings growth going ahead. And therefore, that basically could keep your valuations on the higher side for the foreseeable future.
Okay, all right. On that note, Ankit, thanks a lot for sharing your insights and perspective, especially on the mid and small cap segment. And thanks a lot again for giving your time.
Thanks, Nasreen.
For feedback, you can write to me at nasreen.s@lifemint.com, or you can reach out to me on Twitter at Nasreen Story. You can also reach out to us at HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And to listen to more podcasts like this, you need to log on to www.htsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.